It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet. Well.
Minutes away, whatever you prefer, NFL Futures Edition. We're going to do a game of whatever you prefer today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday to get you set to bet futures after week number two in the National Football League. Like, the shelf lives on some of these bets, like, it's not going to last for terribly long, so we're going to do a lot of it early on in the season here while we believe there's still an opportunity. So that's coming up 20 minutes from now. Joey Kanish, pro sports better, the insane baby Joey Kanish, going to join us next hour, giving us bets for college football this weekend, maybe a little National Football League as well. Commiserate about his pathetic Detroit Lions. Ryder Cup bets from James Mazzola, For Profit Podcast, and next hour, Power Hour, final hour, the game Ken's already bet for week number three in the National Football League, and Lockmas Day Two with some college football thoughts for this coming weekend. But right now on the show, we are very pleased to welcome in the very talented, one of the newest members of the Odyssey Sports family, of the BetQL family. You hear her every single night for 4 hours on BetMGM Tonight alongside our pals Ryan Horvat and Quinton Mayo. You hear her weekends on WFAN. I heard her hosting a couple weeks ago on the fan while I was driving around. Absolutely fantastic monologue on the Yankees and the Mets. Really good stuff. She is very talented. She's great. Great betting analyst. We love having her as part of the family, making her You Better You Bet debut. The one, the only, Trista Crick on Twitter at Trista with the Y underscore Crick. Trista, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, BetQL, on this terrific Tuesday. Welcome to the BetQL family. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I have a question before you guys start questioning me.
Great.
Oh, sure.
Ken, how many Patagonia hats do you have?
Five.
Five. I see it on the TV screen right before we go on, and at first I thought it was an illusion. Like, maybe I got it mistaken the day before that it was a black hat and it was actually a white hat. And then I started keeping track. And I was like, I think he has a million of these.
Right. So the dress where it's like some people looking it's white and some people looking it's blue or whatever. Maybe that's part of what's going on. Do you like them? Like,
there's multiple hats, though, right? I love them. Oh, no, I love them. But I just needed to know.
Hold on a second. Let's hold the show for a second here. Now, Trista is something
Nick
of a fashionista.
Nick doesn't want me to lie the first time I go.
Trista and I are simpatico. Trista dresses very well. Trista just copped like a fire pair of sneakers last week. These Sakais that are great. Trista, do not lie to Ken Barkley and tell him you like his Patagonia hats. You don't.
I don't love them.
Okay.
You're right. I just did need to know. I did need to know if there were more than one. Each one has their own style. It's like their own thing. It's actually a very Washington, D.C. brand, Patagonia.
Okay.
This is like
you've already dug the hole, and now you're trying to get me out of the hole.
Just throw them under the bus. Listen, Trista, when you come on, no need for
falsehoods
or platitudes. Just be honest.
Nothing. That's my style. Right?
Daniel Jones of radio hosts.
Right.
Where are you right now? Like, where physically are you?
I am in an office with no natural light in suburban Connecticut.
Suburban Connecticut. What's the closest big city near you?
Hartford, if you can even call it that. Otherwise, Boston, New York.
Hartford, man. You sound like a bumpkin, man. It's a terrible answer.
Nick likes to come up halfway through sentences. Boston and New York are both halfway. It's like a couple hours away each way.
We gotta get you some links to some new places.
Okay.
Because listen, I want the best for this show, and Nick is swagged out. Everybody knows Nick's swagged out. So, but the Patagonia hat
is being swagged out. Like, my thing is like math, and his thing is being swagged out. Like, that's like, we all have things. Like, my thing isn't being swagged out. Even me saying the word swagged out is not even a me thing.
Wait. Are you trying to say that if you're analytical and smart, you can't have style?
No, I'm saying that there are people much better than me that are both of those things, and I can only be one. I'm
and listen, and we, like and we love that.
I think you. I, at first, I thought that maybe you were downplaying the intellect of me and Nick because we care about what garments we put on.
No, listen, it is.
Going. Right, yeah.
Established on the show that the main intellect is to my right on the screen here, that it belongs to Ken Barkley. But that's okay. I'm more of an aesthetic guy anyway, more of a vain guy anyway. But yes, Ken has the intellect on the show. Ken is your favorite handicapper, as everybody knows here. But Trista, it's great to have you on the show.
We all and again, need like, that. Yeah, thank you yeah. for having me.
Yeah, great to have you, and welcome to the family again. Tell us about how you decided you want to get into like this particular field and how this came together with Odyssey. And it's awesome to hear you again weeknights following us with Ryan and Quentin on BetMGM tonight.
You know, it's funny, it came together so fast. I started sports betting right after college, mostly on the Pac-12, just for fun. And really, I was betting with my heart way.
Where'd you go to college? Did you go out to school out west?
I went to Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Oregon, which, you know, I'm already on the, like, do I need tickets to Indianapolis kind of a deal. Like, I've been to the Rose Bowl when we beat Florida State, and obviously I went to the national championship when we lost to Ohio State, went to that game when we lost to Auburn. So I'm, like, a very roller coaster-like fan, and betting on my teams became, like, my early habit that broke my heart. So that was my first, like, foray into the space. And then really got more into it as like, I don't know if I would call it handicapping, but I would call it like sniffing out sharp lines probably about a year or two ago when really, really heavy during the pandemic, mostly like WNBA, NBA, when the bubble and the wobble came back in, I was really sort of more focused on it and more focused on it from a career perspective versus like doing it just to make money or doing it just for fun. And I didn't really know where the space was going and that there was a place for me in the space. But, you know, I see it as more like storylines and trends, right? Like, it's still at the end of the day, the sport, you know, it's still basketball, it's still football. And narratives really do, I think, play a big part in how I bet. So using my takes and using some of the things that get strong reactions for the sports betting space is, I think, what Odyssey wanted me to do. And they came and said they wanted me to be me and they wanted me to do that for BetMGM tonight. And then, you know, bringing the podcast along with me, and Spike wants me to come on for WFAN and for WIP. So it's now just trying to figure out how to manage it all and stay as well informed as entertaining as you guys.
I know, it makes a ton of sense. And I know you mentioned, you know, Oregon football and some of the stuff you're interested in. People that remember you from your other podcast, This League, know that like the NBA and its storylines, you mentioned those narratives that you're betting off, those storylines that you're betting off of. They are plentiful in the NBA. And we just did a little preview segment last segment of one of the topics that came up, obviously, and which has been a huge thing today, is Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers. And for us, it's like, okay, it's a soap opera. There's all this new stuff. Like, how do we bet on this? Like, how do we bet on the Sixers? Do we think they're going to be good this year, bad this year? What do we think they're going to get for Simmons? What's all the soap opera stuff that goes into that? What's kind of your take on what went down today and how you see the Sixers and how this thing plays out?
Yeah, I think it's just the reoccurring storyline of the beef between the Sixers organization and Ben. Like, we've known since Ben had that awful performance in the Eastern Conference semifinal game, which, you know, by the way, Vegas knew that he wasn't going to do anything well before other Philadelphia fans knew. I think his player prop for that game 7 was like 12 points. Like, think about the disrespect. Your starting point guard player prop for points, 12. That's disgusting. I think he had 4 or 6 points that game. Like, so you knew it was a disaster. He's not a clutch player. And then when the Sixers organization proceeded to basically bury him, you knew it was over. Like, anyone with any modicum of pride is not going to come back to an organization that buried him after, you know, really just a mental breakdown on the court. That's basically what it is. I don't think they're going to be able to get much for him unless they figure out a way to get him to come back. And I don't think he will. He's a Rich Paul client, and Rich Paul clients end up squeezing organizations. That's what they do. And Daryl Morey likes to play hardball. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He's clearly made some pretty bad calculations as of late. And I think that the Sixers are, I would see them trend down. Like, for them to be even close to the number one team in the East this year, I just don't see happening. I think they're going to probably end up having some more roster issues. And now Rich Paul is saying Tyrese Maxey needs to be involved in the deal with Ben Simmons too. So to lose Tyrese Maxey and Ben Simmons for who knows what, like, I just don't see the Sixers being very good this year. And also you've got, that's not even being discussing that Joel Embiid has been on and off of injuries his entire career. I think he's good for like 12, 15 games missing on a year-to-year basis.
Trista, as part of the family here, you did a great job for Barstool Sports. We got a lot of friends over at Barstool Sports that have come on You Better You Bet, Big Cat Rico and others. So love having you as part of the Odyssey Sports family. We only got about 30, 45 seconds Rico. Left here. No, you're a big Cowboys fan here. What's your take on the Cowboys heading into Monday Night Football against the Eagles? Cowboys a 4-point favorite, total 51.5. Now, we only got about 30 seconds, though, for this.
I'm nervous. I think that the Cowboys should win this division. I think they should beat the Eagles. I like Cowboys -4 at home.
Say 3 seconds. You're going to talk for a little bit longer than that.
Well, I don't know. I like 30 seconds, 3 seconds. Listen, Dak Prescott's the real deal. I'm still not convinced that Jalen Hurts is, even though I really want him to succeed. I think that the scheme in Philadelphia is a little bit suspect. They have all those speedy receivers. And also, I really like Micah Parsons playing on the D-line. Like, for him to get 11 quarterback pressures against Justin Herbert, who's an elite Oregon Duck quarterback in the NFL, like, who knows? Maybe that's a better place for him that in coverage, because he was getting burned in coverage against the Buccaneers. So I like Dallas -4. I like it all the way up to -5.5.
Absolutely. How's that on time? That was pretty good. Good enough that we'll probably ask you to come on again next week. So get ready for that. Trista Crick, follow her on Twitter at Trista_Crick, Trista with a Y. Trista, of course, will be on BetMGM tonight, following us tonight and every night here during the week on BetQL with Quinton Mayo and Ryan Horvat, a 4-hour live betting extravaganza. Trista, stay well.
Yo, Nick,
good luck on the bets.
Thanks for keeping me honest. Really, you did keep me honest on that hat thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You were basically like, these hats are the greatest hats of all time. It's like, they're okay. They're fine. Patagonia's fine. It fits Ken. And I mean, that is a compliment. I really do. All right. 2 hours down, 2 more to go on You Better You Bet. Knish, Mazzola, and more in hour number 3.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.